Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
July is a busy month.
Yes, it is.
In Greenville and all around Northeast Texas, but in particular in Greenville. And I've been looking at your newsletter here, and you mentioned that the Greenville Farmers Market, which is a longstanding thing there on East Lee Street, they're going strong every Saturday morning. And just to mention that in passing, because of course they had the storm here in Greenville not long ago, and they
right.
That area there was hit pretty hard.
It was, and they were closed for 1 week just simply because it was trying to clean up and make sure there was no debris or anything that could be dangerous around. And they were back open again almost the following week, and so they're going strong. And it's a with all this rain we've had, the produce is great.
Really,
this
I'll bet it is. So another thing coming up very soon, and it's the Greenville Family Theater, and they've been around for a while, and they do a big event every summer, and this summer this is with kids for the most part.
It's a young person's musical theater performance that they do. The entire cast is kids.
And this year it's Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, and I am hearing from my sources who are involved in all the performances that the cast and the talent this year is absolutely extraordinary. That the kids are great, and of course that's an ambitious one to do, because you've got some pretty serious costumes to be able you can't just do makeup for the Beast. You've got to really you've got to have real costumes, and like on so many of these the characters like Miss Potts and Lumiere, the dishes and all of that. And I understand they've got all of that this year, and it's I think some special effects, great music, great talent. It's a wonderful way, to be able to have live theater in Greenville and give these kids a chance to do it. And everybody go.
So this is two weekends, July 12th and 13th, and then the 19th and 20th.
Right.
That's at the Municipal Auditorium downtown, which, of course, not long ago underwent a terrific renovation.
That's
so
right.
Great.
And there's
facility.
Evening performances both Friday and Saturday night, and then there's a Saturday matinee as well.
Okay, great. Beauty and the Beast, and that's coming up two weekends in July. Texan Theater, always doing some neat things, and we are now right on the edge of the 50th anniversary of the landing on the moon.
Yes.
Which those of us of a certain age obviously will never forget. But the Texan has some interesting events, and on in particular on the day of the anniversary, which is July 20th, but then some other days leading up to that as well.
You're right. I think that Barbara Horan at the Texan is embracing this in some wonderful ways. Every Sunday afternoon in July, she's showing a free movie in the theater at 3 o'clock that are all space themed, things like Apollo 13, The Right Stuff,
Space Cowboys.
Yeah, Space Cowboys. These are going to be great movies. They have completely redone the sound system in the theater in order to be able to show movies. So this is going to be a lot of fun. You can get a snack at the snack bar. They'll deliver it to your seat. If you've not seen The Texan, this is a wonderful opportunity to do it. But I just love the idea that she's going to celebrate space and do this kind of thing.
July 14th, it's The Right Stuff. July 21st, Apollo 13. July 28th, Space Cowboys. And then on the anniversary of the lunar landing on the 20th, Saturday, July 20th, there's apparently this is a NASA-produced documentary called Apollo 11.
Yes.
About the moon mission.
And she's doing that as a special ticketed event, but the price is $49, which for the meal and the entire Texan experience and the movie, I think is a wonderful deal. And what I love about it is she's planning on some fun things in the menu that she's mentioned, things that came to us thanks to the space program, like Tang and space ice cream. So I love the playfulness of all of that. And then apparently this movie is involving NASA footage that has been completely redigitized.
Wow.
So it sounds like almost to me a must go see event.
It'll be on that screen with that sound system. That'll be great.
Yes.
Yeah, I love the including Tang in the menu.
I do too.
You have to be kind of our age, I think, to get that. But
exactly.
Tang came from the whole space program.
Oh,
so. And I don't know, is Tang around anymore?
Yeah.
Do you still buy Tang?
Yes, you can still buy it.
It's been a long time since I've had Tang. Then we're going to run out of time here, but a couple of other things. Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum has a thing called Camp Liberty,
yes,
July 16th to the 20th, and then it's actually two sessions, 16th to the 20th, and July 23rd to the 27th for kids 6 to 10.
Right, and that's going to be, every year they do kind of a different theme, and since they do have sort of the military focus in the museum, they build it around life during the wars, and this year's going to be the Revolutionary War, which I think ought to be a lot of fun. Now, I don't know where they are in registration at the moment. Mm-hmm. They may be already, you know, sold out or close, so my suggestion is call the museum pretty quick and get on the list. Mm-hmm.
Camp Liberty is the name of that. Harold Banner is having its 150th anniversary,
yes,
this year, and they're having an event.
Yes. I mean, it's really remarkable, Darrell. It's the oldest business in Greenville and probably Hunt County, yep, is the Greenville Herald Banner. And at 150 years, we have been fortunate enough to have a local newspaper. And so they're having a party at Landon Winery on the evening of, I think it's July 17th?
Thursday, July 18th.
Oh, excuse me. They're having a party on the evening of Thursday, July 18th from 5 to 7. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have hors d'oeuvres. They're going to have door prizes and fun. And I'm sure just celebrating the Herald Banner. I think it's open to the public, and I think that's a wonderful party.
So, like we said, lots going on.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And we didn't even cover half of it. Check my Housewarmers of Greenville Facebook page for the rest.
Great. But thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Always enjoy it.
Put Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEDR.